Most people in the church today just simply believe that they're going to heaven. Where are you going while you're here?
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on July 23rd, 2025, and is titled, Who's Responsible? So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Where are you headed? Who are you going to affect? What's you and God's game plan? When's the last time you inquired of the Lord for a game plan? There's some things to run Clovis Horse Sale in Leveland, now one of the best horse sales in the United States of America. The only way I got there, I have to use Facebook. I have to use modern technology. We have to use a computer. We have to buy ads in magazines. We have to do all these kind of things. But number one is we have to inquire of the Lord. Do you know the Lord knows a lot about what we're doing? Do you know that He does not have to tell us everything? After 40 years of practice, there's a lot of this I can get right on my own. I don't have to pray every time at the red light. When it turns green, I just go. When it turns yellow, I just go faster. I don't have to ask God which socks to wear. I just have to have Him help me put them on. Get what I'm saying? You have a responsibility in this. And He'll do this with you. Not for you. What He's done for you, He's already done. He already did it. He came, He died, He rose, He poured out His Spirit, He gave us His Word. He has now given us everything necessary for life and godliness. What are you waiting on God to do? Inquire of the Lord. Take responsibility. Because right here it says now, it was not written for His sake alone that it was imputed to Him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in Him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Here's the last word of the day. It was imputed to Abraham. If you'll follow the entire story all the way to Joshua 1, where Joshua took over and led God's people across the Jordan, they stepped into the promised land. And you watch what God did with them, not only just for them, but now with them, as He transferred them to a place to where they took responsibility. See, before they simply had to listen to Moses and Aaron. And Moses would go and be the middleman. Moses would go talk to God. Moses would work in the power of God. Moses could hit a rock with a stick and make a water fountain. Moses could talk to God and quail would come down. Moses could talk to God and we'd have crackers. If the crackers weren't good enough, God could talk to him. Or Moses could talk to God and he'd put honey on the crackers. Moses and God would debate whether those people should deserve anything or not for 40 years waddling around out there. We all want a Moses. Let me tell you today, I'm not your Moses. There's only one mediator between God and man, and His name is Jesus Christ. And to know Him because He first knew you, and to believe on Him, believe, and then you become a child of the promise. Believe and you'll receive the circumcision. And and it will be imputed to you for righteousness. So what he just said, he imputed it to Abraham for righteousness, and then the seed that would come behind him, it would be imputed to them for righteousness. Does anybody know what the word imputed means? Responsible for. You see, on the first swing, if you grew up in church, you just believe the word imputed means that God gave it to you. God just gave it to you. You know, God gives you everything. God, I'm tired of church leadership that walks around thinking they're like what they think God is, but just give you everything. How many of y'all ever been to dinner with the preacher that would never pick up the check? God's just going to give you everything. All the time. God's going to give me this. God's going to give me an airplane. God's going to give me, you know, there's a good way to get an airplane. You can just pay for it. No, the word imputed means you're responsible for. You're responsible for your righteousness. You're responsible for your partnership with God. We're responsible for the promise. How are we going to answer to God for the generational disaster we've become? Thank God, I think we are on a path now that we may not have to answer to God right away for the total annihilation of the United States of America that would stand with the nation of Israel unequivocally and be the promoter of freedom and faith and everything else. We're kind of coming back and finding our spot. Maybe we found some grace here to get back to where we ought to be. But what about the church? How are we going to answer to God when we tell him today that we didn't believe in the power of the Holy Spirit? We didn't believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We didn't believe the word of God. So we cherry picked and we didn't do line by line and verse by verse. We didn't do all those things. So we let everybody walk around with this vacuum and we filled it with man-made religion. And I chose to be a pastor that wanted to be your glasses. And we became a church that wanted to be your crutch. When my God said he'd make the blind to see and the lame to walk. My God said that he'd raise the dead. Why is the church dead? If the church wasn't dead, then why are you having revivals? You fools. You're fools. It's high time to believe God. And him alone. It's high time to get that big speck off our eyes. Get man's thumbprint off there. Well, there's nothing between us. You see, when he breathed his last, the curtain was rent in two, and we now gained access into the open heaven, the Holy of Holies. We can come and approach the throne room of grace with God with confidence is what the Bible says. And then man, in his infinite wisdom, reconstructed a curtain. Whether it's cowboy Methodist or whatever it is. We went ahead and put something up between man and God. So the only way to get to God was to go through us. That ain't true. The only way to get to God is to repent. Call on his name. Become one with him. If you have a little trouble getting some of this stuff, find you a good teaching ministry somewhere and be sure you got the pockets to stick around. If you don't, you'll leave. Or when you're not denominational and we do this right here and you go line by line and verse by verse, get ready because here in a minute you're going to do the splits. We're going to hit a spot that certain people don't want to hit. And we're going to talk about things certain people don't want to talk about. Well, this is not a slam against certain people. This is my opportunity to skip over that, get in the middle of that, and get closer to God rather than walking around with these religious glasses on. So I can see and I can hear so I can believe. If I can believe, then mountains move. Things happen. And you know what? After time and time and time and time of God answering and God doing and God leading, and you know it's the hand of God, how do you not have a smile on your face? How do you not have the joy of the Lord? How do you not walk around feeling guilty all the time, or feeling less than qualified, or all the stuff we do, or never finished? God, Christians are notorious. Just never get finished. We just landmark every misery and return there. Some people annually, biannually, quadruple annually. Some people daily. Just landmark our misery. It was just life-changing. Well, you know what? Every morning with Jesus is life-changing. Let's landmark that one. I promise you, if you start to do this, you'll be lifted up. His ways are not burdensome. They're not easy, but they're simple. And so I just want to encourage you guys, because even when we address things and talk about things, it's sometimes hard to hear, sometimes a little hard to understand. Sometimes you want to call me up and discuss it. That's fine with me. I mean, it's good for both of us. I'm on the same journey you're on. The only difference between me and some of y'all, when it came time to do something here, my unwillingness turned into willingness. Kind of. 23 years later, we're still working on our willingness, but we're here. But really, it is a journey. And nobody gets it on the first swing. But you can't let man-made religion fill that vacuum, because there's no power in it. There's no faith in it. There's no fruit in it. It's only by the power of God, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit, the circumcision. And if he has imputed that to you, you now have a responsibility for it. A responsibility. Not the responsibility of religion, it's just do not, do not, do not, do not. But the responsibility of faith that says do. Love the Lord thy God. Love your neighbor. Do. And operate out of that. So, that's all I got tonight. Anybody got anything else? Y'all good? Did you get something out of that tonight? Anybody get anything out of that tonight? A little something maybe to go on? Go home and work on it? All right, that'd be a good deal. Let's pray and I'll get you out of here. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you tonight for your word. Thank you for your truth. Help us all to grow in our faith, Jesus, that we truly become believers, that we just simply believe you. And God, you are so mighty, so powerful, so gracious, so patient, as you wait on us to raise up some men. Lord, just continue to raise up men to walk by faith, lead their families, start a generational progression of faith, Lord. It's not clouded up with a bunch of religion, a bunch of lies, but truth. You said your worshipers would worship in spirit and truth. So, Lord, let your people come out and be separate. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We continue to pray for those who have suffered so much loss and so much misery in the past weeks and across our land. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to comfort them. We continue to pray, Jesus, for opportunities to help out. If you just call on us, Lord, we pray for opportunities to help out. Lord, we want to be the answer to somebody's prayers. So, Lord, we just again today tell you we love you. More than that, we want to show you. We give you all the glory today, Jesus. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.